Can we ever really have honest conversations? That's what I talk about with our guests this week and more. But before I introduce the guests for this week's podcast, I just want to remind everyone that once again, I am Eric Jean-Baptiste, the host of Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101, where we are on this journey together, whether it be in a blimp, a proverbial boat, cruise liner, car, or just walking on the sidewalk. We are on this journey together on how we can empower, educate, and enlighten our youth and young adults better by having conversations with one another who are in this field. We're learning from each other. We're growing together. And that's what this podcast is about. I hope you're enjoying this journey with me and have been partaking, especially with the last couple of episodes. You probably noticed that it has been people who are youth leaders who are African American or Black or persons of color. I did that intentionally and semi-unintentionally because of what's happening right now in the United States and around the world. It's sad that it's happening, but I think what I can do on my platform, being Black myself, is just highlight that they are wonderful, awesome people of all colors who are doing what's right. And those who think that Black people aren't doing amazing things or aren't capable of doing amazing things, then this podcast is there to dispel that myth. So I also want to invite you guys to follow me on Instagram at youth_mentor101. There you can find my link tree where you can find the podcast on Facebook, YouTube, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Stitcher, you name it, I'm there. So this week I speak with Kit Kat and Avery Clark, who are some outstanding youth leaders in Lake Region Conference. They have a podcast by the name of Let's Be Honest, and it's on the LRC Youth YouTube. You can find the link to that in our show notes, along with the bios of both my guests. So without further ado, after this ad, check out what they have to say about being honest. Hey everybody, I am with Kit Kat and Avery, the hosts of the new podcast for LRC Youth, Let's Be Honest. How you guys doing today?
Good. Happy to be here.
Awesome.
Great. Glad to be here as well.
Nice. So I'll just start it off. If you guys could just give us a short little introduction of who you guys are, and then we'll go from there. Starting with you, Avery.
Well, I'm Avery Clark. I am a born and raised Flintstone from Flint, Michigan. Who I am, I'm just honestly a simple person, just a hard worker. I work with the Lake Region Youth Department. I'm like the media person for the Lake Region Youth Department. Also, I'm with the Youth Council and things like that, part of the Motor City Federation in Detroit, Michigan. And also, I have like my own production company, so I keep that going, MC Productions. My business, where we do cooking, food, videos, photography, music, so many things on that platform. And I'm also a director of a mime group in Flint, Michigan, called Unashamed Six. Shout out to you, Six, and everything like that. So that's pretty much a very short synopsis of who I am.
Awesome. How about you, Kit Kat?
involved with Pathfinders, I would say that's my number one ministry. That was the first ministry that was that I was involved in. Then I started getting involved with camp meeting, junior camp, then youth council. And now I'm thankful that they did like support the idea of the podcast. So then that's now our new ministry that me, Avery, and a few others are a part of. I'm not going to say any names because they haven't been on there yet. So it's kind of like a surprise and it's supposed to shock you who's going to show up.
Oh, nice, nice. So, yeah, speaking about the podcast, could you, like, give us a little insight on to why you guys decided you guys wanted to start one and what the purpose behind Let's Be Honest is?
Well, it was supposed to be a ministry where we can get everyone to be exposed by Jesus, by God, but, like, in a way where, if this makes any sense, in a way where someone's not afraid or uncomfortable. You know, sometimes when you first come to church, you're kind of uncomfortable because you're not used to being there. And the idea was to just like have a small talk where we can all talk and be honest about our opinions. And then we would just ease into it, get more people involved. And we could talk about all different topics. So if you don't feel comfortable with something, we can address that. If you want to understand something more, we can do that. Just a way to minister to those who sometimes can't be ministered to in church.
Wow.
Yeah. Honestly, like this, the Honest Podcast, like that's Kitkat's baby. Like she was one who kind of came to me with the idea. It was like, hey, I have a podcast idea I want to do. I want to do it for the conference. So we kind of brought it to the youth council to see if it's something they were about, something they want to do. And they liked it. And so then we brought it to Dr. Abe, who's like our wonderful leader. And he was like, oh, this will be great. It'll be something to do since we're in COVID-19 and everything like that. So I was kind of like, hey, it's a show you want to do. You know, I always got your back. I'm always just support. But honestly, it's kind of like what she says, the Honest Podcast, where people can come talk about things that they didn't get to talk about before or some things that they may be hesitant, scared to. And so with the platform we're trying to build is like a YouTube show right now. But then KitKat's like in the plan is maybe to make it as like a iTunes or Spotify or something show as well. So people who like may not have the access to YouTube will also have the access to listen to it while they're driving and stuff like that.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds great. And I love the title, Let's Be Honest. So my question to you guys is, do you feel like the church environment or the church environment that you've been exposed to is an environment that lets you be honest? Or is it something that you feel like we can't truly be honest in that environment?
That's a good question. I feel like church environment, it allows you to be, they want you to be honest. So like completely, they want you to be completely and fully honest with them. But sometimes it's hard to be honest because when you're completely honest, kind of like the song Jonathan McReynolds wrote called People, sometimes when you're completely honest, you'll end up hurting someone else. And that can like extend further and further and further on. So like, I think like we're allowed to be honest in this church environment. It's just, do we want to be honest? Mm. Are we afraid of what will come from that honesty? And I think that's the reason why some people do not fully tell like the complete honesty. Like they'll be open about something, but they keep some things boarded up, some things hidden, some things protected, because they don't know the effect that it will have after being completely honest.
Wow. So let me go a little deeper into this. So do you think that you guys will tackle some topics that the church doesn't want us to be honest about? And if so, what are those topics? I know, you know, there's some guests that will be surprises, but can you give us a little insight into future topics?
There's going to be a few topics that we will talk about that some people in the church, actually, let's be honest, majority people are afraid to talk about certain topics in the book, especially All I'm going to say is, especially Revelation, sometimes we don't want to talk about something that we know is going to happen, but it's best to just get that talk over with, and it's better to know than not to know and not be ready.
But with the process and the thought process, like KitKat, like she comes up with kind of with some of the topics, and we, and that's why we kind of like ask people, like, what are some topics you would like to hear from us? Cause my thing is like, let's be honest, let's be real, let's keep it all up front and everything like that. And so I think there will be some, like we may, cause I've even, me and KitKat have talked about it once or twice, like, you know, clothing that people wear to church, stuff like that. The thought process of why youth are not coming to church. Like, we have talked about that. So those may be, like, possibly a topic that we may bring onto it and stuff like that. But I want it to be, like, I feel like she said, like, the majority of people, they may not be comfortable with some of the things that we may talk about. But, like, the thing is, it's something that the youth need. They need a network, or they need something where they can be completely honest about things that are on their mind.
And the interesting thing, and what I applaud you guys for doing, is I think the reason we're uncomfortable about talking about it is because no one's talking about it. I think it's kind of like a perpetual cycle, because nobody has the guts to talk about it. It's until people like yourselves who come onto a podcast and talk about certain topics, relationships and, you know, the way the church is structured, you know, all these kinds of, you know, our stance on homosexuality and all kinds of, like, you know, Avery just gave me a look like, oh boy, we're getting into some trouble stuff. Yeah, but yeah, I think, you know, these are the topics that if you guys are honest about them and talk about them, I think this will help get people to start talking about it. So KitKat, let me ask you this. Do you think that's one of the purposes behind your podcast, to motivate people to actually not only listen to your podcast, but to have these conversations back at their local church and stuff like that?
Yes, that's one of the goals that I hope that we actually get, because you open your mind up to more understanding when you're willing to listen. Because sometimes, especially in our age group, there may be times where we do think we know everything, where we might not want to accept information, or people older or even younger than our age group, it always happens. It's not really the age, it's always the person. But most of the time, you might not want to talk to somebody about something, but it's better that you do. Like, whether it's about drugs, or it's about a crime that you did, or someone did to you. It's kind of like, for example, when you had a bad progress report or report card and you would push off over and over again, not trying to show it to your parents, but it's much easier to do when you just get that over with and be like, hey, this is what happened. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to lie. Here you go. Because the more you try to not talk about it, the worse it will get, the more it will bother you. And I feel like that's one of the issues that we have in church, where we won't talk about how, I'm gonna be honest, and I know somebody might be mad if I say this, but people our age do, and when I say my age, I mean like middle school, high school, college, fresh out of college. Sometimes when we are trying to be honest, it may come off as disrespectful. We're not trying to be disrespectful. We're just being very blunt with that information. So it's much easier for someone else our age to talk to bluntly, and we won't get offended because we will, in a way, understand where they're coming from. But there's been a few times where, like, I'm pretty sure Avery can agree with me, where sometimes you see somebody talking to someone older and you're like, yeah, you're not supposed to talk like that. Like, I know you're upset, but you could have said that in a better way.
Mm. Wow. So I see where you guys are coming from. It's kind of like you feel like your age group, they need to be honest, but, you know, there's ways we have to go about it. We have to be respectful. But do you also feel like there's certain things, that certain conversations that maybe your age group has a real obstacle getting through to older generations about? Like, do you feel like sometimes you have a conversation and you're trying to be honest and you're trying to be respectful, but yet the older generation is like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. I'm not having this conversation with you. Do you feel like that's ever happened?
All the time. And I feel like and sometimes it's frustrating and it gets you upset sometimes. But like for me personally, I always try to find that other way to do it. Cause like, let's just take this COVID-19 situation right now. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of senior people had to learn like how to work social media, how to get on YouTube and all these Zoom and all this stuff. That's something that a lot of your younger generation already kind of like learned in the process. And so I think like due to COVID-19, a lot of these older generations, they had to learn how to accept something that they weren't willing to accept before. Cause I have my grandmother who like last year had got a Facebook account. And I was like, why do you have a Facebook account? Like, you don't need it. But I'm glad that she has one now because due to the whole COVID-19, she's able to watch church services. She's able to connect with her other church members and things like that because of it. And I think it's always like, there are always going to be times like as youth that we're going to have those moments, but there's always a better way to do it. There's always a better way to present it. It's just, we can't let when one person may not accept something frustrate us. Because I dealt with it also with my mind group. Like when I first had the mind group and brought them to the church, everybody was like, no, like that's not something we do here. That's not something we accept. And it took time. And then like I had to literally break it down to some people like, oh, no. This is not what it's about. No, it's not about that type of ministry. It's not like the street mind. Is this in a ministry toward God? We're giving glory to God. It's a Christian praise mime. Like I had to literally break it down part by part by part. Because a lot of people, when I first got there, like, oh, you guys are kind of doing like the blackface with the white. I'm like, no. Like people, like it got so big and like I had to break it down and explain the mime ministry. It's a different concept and everything like that. They paint their faces white to show expression, to show emotion. So it kind of gets you to focus more on it. And it's like breaking it down. It upsets some people sometimes, but like people were more willing to accept it once it was understood. And I think that's the hard part of our generation. It's kind of like, if that person doesn't get it, that person doesn't accept it, that person doesn't enjoy it, it kind of, it's like, oh, well, you know, forget it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to do it. They rather move forward. But I think, like, we always got to find that other way to do it. We always got to be willing to put a little more work into it. Because once you put a little more work into it, somebody might be more accepting of it.
Wow. Yeah, I find this to be something that I've heard many times talking to young adults and youth in the church where they say, well, we have this new idea. And the church says we are the future, but they won't let us do our new ideas. They're not willing to go into the future with us. One group even said, they say that we're the church of the future, but they treat us like the church of yesterday. So, I think this is really an interesting thing that you guys will be tackling and reaching your generation and maybe other generations, talking honestly in the church about what you guys are going through. So let me be honest with you guys. Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm sure one of the main topics that probably your generation are wanting to talk about is relationships and, relationships in the church and stuff like that. Do you feel like this is a very important topic for youth and young adults to talk about? Because I think that adults don't want to talk about it with you guys because it's a tough thing to talk about. They rather just talk about you guys getting your education and getting a good job rather than talking about dating and all those other things. What do you guys think?
In my honest opinion, I think that it is a very important conversation to have, whether it's a huge age difference or it's a small age difference between the people that's giving advice and the ones that are receiving the advice. Because when you don't talk to someone about relationships, because sometimes in the household, the parents might feel the same way the church people feel. And then now you got somebody dating where they're like, oh, how do I know if I should date them? Why should I date them? Should they be treating me like this? is this okay? Is this peer pressure? Like, how are they supposed to know that unless you tell them? And then you also have, like, some people, I would not, in my honest opinion, from my viewpoint, I would not date someone that's not Seventh-day Adventist just because of the involvement that I do within my conference. And I also want to continue where if I get married and I have a family, I also want them involved in everything that I'm involved in. And then it's really important, the Seventh-day part. A lot of people don't know what Seventh-day Adventist is. I think it's made up. And they won't understand why we believe the seventh day is Saturday. And that's one of the main important things that we're supposed to keep. We're supposed to keep the Sabbath holy. And if you don't understand that, that's going to be a big problem. So I feel like we should talk about relationship standards from a spiritual point versus a worldly point. Like, some people think that, well, if you're going to date someone and you're in high school or college, they have to have a car and they have to have, now I understand when you're an adult and you're out of college, you have to have a job. I understand that part. But if you're in college full time, can you really expect somebody to be working full time as well? That's a lot to expect out of someone. Because I went to school part time and worked part time, and that wasn't fun either. So I can't imagine doing both full. And if someone doesn't have a car, stuff happens. So I really think that the world views materials over everything else that actually matters, which is a huge problem, and we should be able to talk about that. Now, there are certain parts where I understand why you don't want to talk about it, but it's better to say something rather than not say it, and then something happens and you wish you did say something.
That's true. Like, I feel like the relationship parts, like, it is a very key point, especially with the millennial generation and then Generation X and also the generation behind them. Like, that is a big talk because, like, a lot of adults, a lot of parents, they don't want to talk about that thing. And, like, due to the fact they don't want to talk about it, that young person or that young adult, they're learning about it from a different way. And my thing is, like, if we don't talk about it, like, from the start, if we don't talk about it from the beginning, like, when a kid's, like, when I say when a kid's, like, 8 or 9, you should begin those talks of conversation. Because normally when you hit that 12, 13-year-old, you're trying to date somebody because, like, you're like, oh, that girl's cute. Oh, that's something like that. But even nowadays, it's happening where kids are even younger trying to date somebody. Like, they're like 7 or 8 year olds. Like, this is my girlfriend. And it's like, you're only 8. You shouldn't have that dad, you know? But, like, I feel like, it is a topic that a lot of adults, they don't want to talk to. Like, they're kind of like, oh, you'll learn about that when you hit 35. And you're like, no, I need to learn about this now because if I'm 18 and all of a sudden I'm walking in and I'm like, I got a kid now. And you're like, well, how did that happen? I was like, well, you never talked to me about it. So I think it's like, it's kind of like, it's one of those conversations that we do need to have. And like, that's why I'm not afraid to have that conversation with like a lot of my mind members or even other people of the youth. I'm like, these are conversations you need to talk about. And like, I've noticed there are some adults who are willing to have that conversation. Now, sometimes you got to make sure they stay on track because they'll try to go back. You know, back when I was young, which was like 1926, I'm like, listen, I'm in 2020. Like, we don't have the same problems that we have. We have some of the same, but not everything. So I feel like it is a talk that needs to be had. And just to shed some light on it and just to help these young people and the youth kind of grow to that next standpoint where they're not 18 walking in with a kid. You're more 18, like, let's be smart about this and moving forward in their future mindset.
Wow. Great insight, guys. I mean, it's something that I think about a lot as well because I would visit a church and then the young people would surround me and then they would be like, all right, we have all these questions for you. And I'd be like, wait, no, I don't want to talk about because I'm going to get in trouble with all y'all parents because now they're like, oh, we're going to talk about it because Eric is willing to talk about it. And then they're going to tell their parents, Eric said this and Eric said that. And then I'm in deep trouble. So I'm like, oh man, I just hope that they're willing to have it with their, you know, their regular church family and their, you know, the adults in their church and stuff like that. So let me ask this question for you guys. You guys are the Let's Be Honest podcast. How can we get the older generations and, you know, some of the elder millennials like myself to have honest conversation with you guys? How can we start that honest conversation?
It's kind of hard depending on the youth because no one's ever the same person. Some people aren't just not willing to talk to someone older, which I think isn't wise because, you know, they have experience. They know what they're talking about. You know, like for some reason, it's just very, just like adults, it might be uncomfortable. It's much easier when you have someone come to you and like, hey, so-and-so is going through this. And you might have to give them advice through another young person. But as long as you get through to them and you keep them from doing something that they got no business doing or keep them out of trouble or danger or help them understand a mistake, that's all that really matters. But I really think that it just takes patience, and this might be strange, but I'm going to be honest with you. Whether you are judging them or not, when they're telling you what's going on, if they're willing to talk to you personally, try not to show it on your face that you're judging them and keep that in. I know that's kind of hard, but keep it inside where you're like, oh, okay, all right. And you just give them advice and there's no judgment or like hurtful criticism, because otherwise they'll continue to come to you. But if they feel slightly judged, they will feel embarrassed and probably not want to come in. But like I said, all youth is different, so I can't confirm that for everyone.
I would say, honestly, the best is like the keep it 100 policy. And that's the policy that I kind of live by. And like Kit Kat can surely tell you, like, my thing about it is like, you can come to me about anything and everything, and I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. I'm not trying to hide it. I'm not trying to do it. I'm gonna be like up front. And I think that's like gonna be a problem for whoever I marry, you know, because they're gonna be like, they may ask that, you know, that famous question that's on all TV shows, like, do I look fat in this dress? And I'll be that person who will be straightforward and honest and be like, yes, yes, you do. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, you keep that 100 policy. But I'm like that with all my youth. It's kind of like, that's the way I am. I'm like, yo, you can tell me anything and everything. Now, I'm not gonna go out to the church and be like, did you hear about young little? No, I'll be like, it's like, it'll stay here between me and you. But the thing about it is like, I'll be up 100 with you, like, if this is the best way to go, if this is the worst route to go, if I agree with your thought. And like, because I want to hear their point of view. I want to hear that thought process, like, why they want to do it, why they want to have the situation. Like, I've had like a friend talk to me about like, yeah, like, I, me and this guy are living together. I'm like, yo, like, only like 16, why are you living here? But my thing about it is like, I didn't want it to be like judgment. I was like, all right, I see what's going on. But think about it like this. What's going to happen in a couple of years if he doesn't have this job? Like, where are y'all going to be living then? You young. I mean, you may be 18 at that point, but if you don't have to understand. So it's kind of like, I think that's as millennials, us older generation millennials, because like, I'm 26. And so I'm like, you just got to have that open 100 conversation. And a lot of youth, they respect that 100, keeping it 100 relationship, because the thing about it is you're being real with them when the adults who are older than them are like really trying to sugarcoat everything. Like, no, no, I don't know. It's not like that. But if you keep it 100, keep it honest with them, it helps them develop in the right mindset of why things are the way they are, why things go a certain way and everything like that. And it kind of helps, I think it helps push them forward. When you buy sugarcoating, it helps pull them back. Mm-hmm. And my thing about it is like, you don't want to keep pushing the youth back, because then they feel like they're not accepted. If you keep moving them forward and helping them grow, you will see them, you'll see a change kind of happen within them, where when that moment of time when you're ready to like step down from the position, somebody's right there ready to move forward because you were there to help guide them.
Wow. So I think what I'm getting from both you, Kit Kat, and Avery is that you need to walk beside the young person and walk with them, be on the journey of life with them. So when they mess up, you act like you're in the same boat with them, rather than, you know, you're someplace high and mighty and you're looking down upon them, so that they can feel comfortable in coming to you. Because I like what Kit Kat said about the trying not to have that judgmental face, and that is difficult. I mean, a young person can come up to you and tell you that they've done something horrific and something that you would never think of doing, but you have to remember that they felt comfortable in coming to you. So that whole relationship is something that you should cherish and not throw it away just because you have some great advice of that they shouldn't have done that. Because here's my experience. When a young person has come up to me and told me something that they shouldn't have done, the first person to say they shouldn't have done that was that person. It wasn't even me. Like, they'd be like, yeah, Eric, I know I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done it, but, you know, I did it. So what they're really looking for is not really the advice. It's just someone that they can talk to. And if you are willing to be honest with them and not judge them and be like, man, wow, you know, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. But, you know, I'm glad you were willing to talk about it. I'm glad you seen how, you know, it wasn't a great decision at that time. But guess what? God still loves you. I still love you. You'll grow from this. You know, I think that encouragement also is so powerful if you're honest with them in that encouragement instead of just being judgmental. Because here's the other thing I wanted to share with you guys. I feel like another thing that your age groups and all younger people are really looking for is explanations, not just instruction. I think, I think young people are willing to, you know, hold off on dating if they're told why to hold off on dating. I think young people are willing to hold off on moving out if they're told why not to move out. I think young people are willing to not go to a faraway college away from their parents if they're told why it wouldn't be wise to do so, instead of just saying, no, I'm the adult and you will do as I say. Because I think that's what young people are starting to, you know, once you start reaching that teenager age, I think that's when they start saying, wait, I'm old enough to understand logic and explanation, so please give me a logical explanation that would be beneficial to me. What do you guys think?
I agree.
I can use like a very silly story as an example. If you don't mind me telling you a silly story.
Please, please tell it.
Okay, so I have always been a very experienced babysitter because I have babysit for a good amount of years. And most of the time I'm babysitting two at a time, twins, a boy and a girl that's 3 years old. It's not fun at all. Then a three-year-old by themselves and a three and a five-year-old. And most of the time they will ask you, just like a two and a one-year-old, why? After that second why, that's when I say, because I said so, because I'm like, all right, I'm not explaining this a third time. I can't do this. So I'll give you an explanation the first time, then I'll repeat it. But after that, I'm done. And I'll treat a teenager the same way. Because I should not have to repeat myself with a teenager. You should understand when I first said it.
And what I've noticed is, being a dad myself, is they got the why, the explanation the first time. It's they're saying why as in change the explanation. They're asking why again to say the translation of that is change your explanation to me being allowed to do what I want to do. So that's what my son will do with me. Like, I'll be like, no, you can't do that. And then they'll be like, why? And I'll be like, because if you put a knife in a socket, you will get electrocuted. And then he'll say, why? And then I'll be like, well, you want to put a knife in the socket, man. So long story short, you know, he hasn't put it in there, but one day if he does, he will learn why and he'll never do it again. But
I think it's the thing about, like, when you reach a certain age, like when you reach that teenage age and like that young adult age, like the no, you can't do that. That's not a reasonable answer. Like, they need like a full description of why. And I think that's one thing, like a lot of parents, like they get annoyed with that. They're like, because, you know, they remember when you were a kid, why? But now it's more like, I understand, like, it's not a smart idea, but give me like a full description of why you should not, why I should not go on this route. Why I shouldn't move out when I'm 16. Why I shouldn't. And I'm like, that's kind of the wish I wish that some parents would do. Like, they'll have that talk. Like, be real. Like, let's have kind of like Jada Pinkett Smith. Let's have that red table talk. Let us sit here and let's conversate. Let's be completely open. Because my thing is, like, eventually I will leave. And if I don't have this knowledge, I will return still confused. And we may have more problems on the table than we need before. So I think that's the hard part for parents sometimes too. Like, when they have that kid reaches that age, it's like, oh, you're no longer a kid. You're now becoming a young adult. You're now becoming what I am. And so how do I address it when, like, you're like at an age level where it's like, it's no longer, I'm still a kid. You know, parents like, you'll always be my baby. But at a certain point, they're like, you're now an adult. So it's like, I can't protect you like how I would protect you when you're 10 or 11. Like, now you're 18. Like, now you do something wrong, police can lock you up in jail. And, like, mommy can't come and say, please let him out. Like, there's a procedure. And I think that's the hard part, that I really think parents need to have those talks. That needs to be that one-on-one thing where we communicate, where we are up front with everything like that. Because it will help. And it will also make sure trouble doesn't follow that kid as they continue to grow.
I've also experienced, and I want to see if it's something that you guys agree with. I've also experienced that older generations have great explanations why, and it's because they made those mistakes when they were younger, but yeah, they don't want to tell us because then they feel like we will judge them, and they don't want that. So they will keep their secrets, and yet if they would just tell us that, yes, I messed up in this way when I was younger and this is what happened, it would prevent us from making the same mistakes. What do you guys think?
I actually have someone that went through something like that, but once again, it involved relationships where their parent saw something in them, like in the person that they were trying to date, and they're like, no, you can't date him. And then, and she was like, why can't I date? Well, I don't like him. But why? And then they never said it. So then later on, she realized there was temper and rage. You know, she could have got abused. That could have messed up her self-esteem. I'm like, why didn't you say why you didn't like them? I feel like that's very important. Sometimes, yeah, I understand it is your kid. You probably don't want your kid dating anyway. But it's always best to explain why you don't like someone that they're trying to date. Because they might just date them just to rebel against you if you don't give them a real reason. Because then they think you're overprotective and you're doing the most. That's probably what usually happens. That's what I usually see that happen.
Well, yeah, it's something that I've seen as well, where young adults have come to me and said, man, if my parents just told me that they messed up that way and this is what happened, and they were just honest with me, I wouldn't have judged them. I would have just been like, oh, okay, now I know. Because here's the other thing. Parents, you know, they pass on, you know, genes and genetics, but also, you know, certain kind of habits. So usually parents will see that they have the same. So like with your example, KitKat, they were able to see, and I kind of imagine that they were able to see it because she was probably attracted to the same kind of guy the mom was attracted to, and she was like, oh, I see it, has the same kind of habit as me. So I think that's why, you know, adults and parents should really have those honest conversations. And just, it's just so much help if we're just honest with each other and being willing to be honest. And that's why I'm so excited for this podcast for let's just be honest, right? Let's just be honest. Or is it let's be honest?
Either one works.
Title one word. All right. Well, it's all about being honest in the Lake Region Conference. You guys can let us know when the episodes come out, where we can find you, where your social media is. Let us know, guys, so people can check it out.
I'll let you, Avery, the boss, do that one.
All right, so you can check out the Let's Be Honest podcast on the LRC Youth YouTube page. It premieres every Wednesday at 3. We have an episode every Wednesday at 3 and things like that. You can catch it, like, hear about it on our Instagram, our Facebook. Like, for Instagram, it's youth_LRC. Facebook is the Lake Region Conference Youth and Young Adult Ministries. You'll see that flyer appear that will say, hey, check out the link. It's here. But every Wednesday at 3 on the LRC Youth YouTube channel, that's where it will premiere. And we hope you guys will tune in and check it out.
Wow. Excited. I love it. So as I usually do on this podcast is I leave it to the guests to give some words of encouragement. So I'm going to ask if you guys can give some words of encouragement to parents and adults to just have those honest conversations with the youth and young adults of their church. And we'll start with you, Avery.
All right. To the parents and the young adults, I say, like, it's time for us to start being honest. Because due to the fact, like, with COVID-19 and everything going on, I mean, we are literally stuck in quarantine with each other. And, like, I would say even God has provided us with that chance to have those sit-down talks, to have those sit-down moments where we can be honest one-on-one with each other. Because my thing at the end of, after this COVID-19, you may see the benefit of having those conversations. Like, this, your kid could walk out with a whole new perspective on life because you've had those one-on-one honest conversations. That your kid may leave with a new, like, plan, a new future, a new idea of how I'm going to live my life because of those conversations. And I say it's best to have those conversations to help, I'll honestly say, to help you relieve a little heavy burden that you may have as far as parents and adults from your past that's like you don't even talk about, you don't even think, because you don't want your kid to worry about it. But by having those conversations, it helps your kid to grow, and it also helps you to grow as well moving forward into the future. Kit Kat?
I think you said all the good advice. So I'm on words, but my word of advice as far as this quarantine goes, parents, I am so sorry. I know y'all got your kids early for summer. Just have some patience. It's almost over. You can kick them out in the backyard for a few hours. It's almost over. But yes, it's really important to talk to them. Talk about health and nutrition so they can eat right and live right. Because this virus is not just going to disappear. We really need to talk about that. A lot of people don't want to give up food. I don't want to give up cheese. I am obsessed with cheese. I could live without meat, but cheese, I can't live without cheese. I love cheese. I'm actually about to make some Alfredo in a minute. And to the people my age, I know you watching Hulu. I know you watching Netflix, because I'm doing that. But read a book, especially a Bible. Come on. Come on. We know y'all ain't reading it. Don't lie and say you are. Okay? You need to do your devotionals. Do them for the family even. If you haven't done that before, you need to start doing it now. Okay? God is supposed to be the priority. Guess what? I know you got nothing better to do. All right? Because I've been stuck at home for almost 2 months now. You need to read your Bible. I know you're watching it. I know you're listening to it. You need to read it. Actually touch it. All right? Because I know it's only collecting dust in your room somewhere. You probably don't even know where it is. I'm going to need you to pick that Bible up and read. All right? Okay. That's my advice.